Hey there, I just got the notification that it's already time for the Ilford ULF or Ultra Large Format Special Order Program to begin. Now through June 1st, you can head over to select Ilford Harmon Black and White Photo Dealers to pre-order your Ilford ULF sheet and roll specialty films. This includes emulsions from Delta 100, FP4 Plus, and HP5 Plus. And this year, as an extra special announcement, we have the folks over at FPP or the Film Photography Project also taking ULF special orders. So that means you can head over to filmphotographystore.com to order your select ULF sheet films. I know I'm gonna be getting some more 12x20 for this beast from over at FPP, and I hope you do the same. See you later.
It's finally happening. How many years have I been egging you on about the ULF program?
Since you used to like drive into the Butler studio.
Yes. So probably at least 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
Even before I worked at a camera store that did the ULF. Yeah. So
yeah, every year you would have a special report on the Ilford ULF special order. And here we are in 2024, and lo and behold, the FPP is offering it in the store.
Finally. I'm very stoked about that. So
what is it?
Yeah. So every year, like whether or not I'm bugging Mike, every year Ilford offers a specialty, kind of like a special print run of the films that they don't ordinarily have available in stock. And it's called ULF because ultra large format typically means any of those non-standard large format sizes. So if you're somebody that shoots 4x5, 5x7, or 8x10, you've got access for the most part. There are dealers out there that can order it, or at least, you know, pre-order it at a certain amount. If you shoot something else that's weirder, maybe you have a 2x3 camera, like a little baby Graflex, or you have a giant panoramic camera or a circuit camera, or you're somebody that's like spooling up your own 127, this is the program, this is the time of year where you want to pre-order that film. And through Ilford and their series of dealers, you can collect those orders of FP4, HP5, and Delta 100. So this is only for the black and white emulsions, and really these SKUs or the product numbers that they offer, they are in sizes that have been asked about in years past. And I think as we've been talking about this, that list has grown. So there are other little in-between sizes. It's a pretty comprehensive list of all of what they offer.
For people who don't know, how does it work? Is when you say special order, do you order film and then you have to wait while Ilford actually makes it?
Oh yeah. So this realistically is, Mike, like a print run, like a specialty order. So when you tell your dealer, hey, I need a box of 20x24 inch HP5, what you're doing is you're paying them the price that they list for that box. You're pre-ordering it up front. And then once Ilford gets all of the orders that they need to be able to do their massive print run, they basically do a master roll, which is one of those really giant, I think it's like 40, 50 inches wide roll. They will then meticulously cut down the orders and the sheets that they need to fulfill that order. So that's why it is a pre-order process, because much like Keith Canham does for these Kodak special orders, which those are kind of rolling as they open up, this is a fixed. So whether you get one order of 7x17 sheets or 700 orders for it, Ilford's going to make that order happen. And the reason they can do that is because everybody's ordering all at once. It's kind of like if we want to order a pie, you know, and it doesn't make sense for me to only order three slices and you to order two, we get in together on an order and we, you know, fork over the cash. Except in this case, instead of sending John Fedeli to pick it up on our way to the studio, the dealers are picking up the film and they're disseminating it once it gets printed. So the order typically takes place in the spring to summer. So this year it's closing on June 1st. And then we usually wait the summer, and it usually comes later in the fall. There's been a few years where it's come before Thanksgiving, and there's been other years where it's taken way past Christmas. And I think that really is just due to the volume of other like manufacturing runs that they do. I mean, I do feel like a broken record like talking about this every year on the year, but the reality is you know, people just come and go into film photography as a hobby, you know, whether it's because of friends or loved ones, or they're just kind of sick of using, you know, whatever convenient digital camera that they've got, and they find film photography. And it can be frustrating, right? Because like, you just got into something, you find out there is a small community that's into it, and then you want to order the film, but it's not around.
Right.
That's just one of the intricacies of ultra large format, which does include, you know, a few of the medium format ish cameras. It's not specifically things larger than 4x5. There's plenty of sizes that are smaller than 4x5 included in this. And of course, like biggie sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the folks at home, when you go to a ULF participating dealer, including FPP, they're going to list what's available, and what is available is what's available. And for the most part, they are, they don't have a minimum order quantity, or MOQ that we call it in the retail side of things. So a lot of times, if you go over to major photographic resellers that have that ordering power, that order by volume, like Adorama and B&H, they will list some of the films that are in ULF all year long. But what they'll do is they'll say, hey, you can get this, but you have to buy 30 boxes of it.
Right.
And you got to wait 8 to 10 weeks. So it's kind of the same thing, but the ULF program is a great way for any dealer of any size that wants to participate. They reach out to their Ilford Harmon distributor or directly, and they can take part in the program. And it's just a great way to have a local shop or your favorite dealer show support for these niche formats.
Yep. For folks out there who's shooting 127 format or 116 or 616, kind of, I'm breaking those out and I'm putting those avails right in the 127 film section of the FPP and the 116, 616 section. So I have an email out to the Ilford folks regarding FP4 because the lower ISO 125, in my opinion, would be better for these older cameras.
Okay.
Right now, mm-hmm. It's just available in HP5. So yeah,
it seems like HP5 is always the number one on this ULF list.
Yeah.
The most options in there.
I also have a question out asking, in years past, Ilford has offered backing paper.
Yes, I do remember that.
It's not on the list this year, so I'm looking into Ooh. That as well.
Okay.
So if you own, you know, various 127 cameras, like the Baby Rolly or the mm-hmm. Yashica 44, this is for you. And I'm looking into the back paper option. And it's not often you could find 46 millimeter roll, you know, 50 foot roll film.
Yeah.
Ditto for 70 millimeter. We currently carry the Vision 3 50D in 65 mm-hmm. millimeter for those old folders. But it's great that there's now a black and white option. So if you own these cameras, now is the time to order this. For anyone listening or watching, you could just go to filmphotographystore.com. Right on the front page is a link. It'll bring you to three products, FP4, HP5, and Delta 100. And if you click each one, there's a drop down that lists all of the various sizes that are available and mm-hmm. the cost. This is the first time that the FPP is offering this service. And so it's new to us. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible.
I got to hand it to you, Mike. It is easy. Like when you sent me the link to it, I was like, oh, there's just three options. A lot of places, they will list every single thing as a separate item. So you have to kind of like go drilling through. This is pretty straightforward. You know what film you're getting.
Yep.
You select it. And yeah, it's great. You're enabling me to spend more money than I need to on 12x20. But
yep.
I love it.
So we're, you know, folks listening, we're gonna see how it goes. I'm hoping it goes very well. And as I mentioned, I already put in a question regarding getting FP4 mm-hmm. in the 46 millimeter and 70 millimeter. We'll wait and see. And I'm not really up on the Baby graphs like sizes, but I know 3.25 by 4.25 is a mm-hmm. is a size.
Yeah, it's a Polaroid size. Yeah,
I mean, I've asked you many. Remember, Matt, I called you, be like, Matt, should we be carrying this like oddball? You know, smaller than.
You just gotta order. Yeah, you just gotta order it, and it's. I think this is probably the best case scenario for a lot of film photography going forward, this model right here, because yeah, it stinks that you can't just like drive up to a store willy-nilly and get it, but these kind of cameras and the kind of occasions you're using these cameras on do call for maybe a slower pace. So, you know, if you can see yourself using a certain amount of this film, order that plus a little bit extra, because this stuff always freezes really well. So this is just kind of a yearly tradition, just like when you know, you get that renewal for any other recurring payments, whether it be a mortgage or insurance. It's like, all right, here it comes. I can add this to the monthly cost and add that on there. But Mike, to your point about asking the questions to Ilford, if anybody out there has a film or a funky film camera size that goes, you know, whatever size that might be, if you express that to your dealer or to Ilford directly, that's how those get on this list. Those don't get on the list because they just created a format. It's because of people asking for it. So if you have a film suggestion or something you want to see from us at FPP or from Ilford, you can do that podcast@filmphotographyproject.com. Think of how much film you're going to shoot in the coming year or two when you order this stuff. I try to spread it out yearly, but realistically, Mike, we all know the best price for this film is if you order it today. If you wait till next year, it's probably going to be up. You know, that's how it never drops. So get those orders in.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, this has been a special report from the FPP. And we would love to hear from you, podcast@filmphotographyproject.com, with any questions or comments. You can leave comments down below if you're watching this on YouTube. Otherwise, we got some great shows coming up, some shows that we recorded with Matt and Owen.
I'm excited to talk about some other funky stuff, maybe not just ULF.
Yep, not just ULF. Movie film.
Yes.
126 film.
Wait, why isn't there this program for movie film? Whatever. We'll talk
it
about
should
that
be, right? That's, save it for the show.
Yeah, we'll save it for the show.
So, all right, folks. We'll see you very soon.
All right, see ya.